even though in Japan, we have like the most Michelin star restaurant in the world, we are very serious
yes.
about our food. But what's amazing about these like herbs and plants, you can use like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nothing goes to waste. 1 kilo goes for like $4,000. Finding like new crop, it's like finding diamond. You eat this like piece of leaf.
Yeah.
It tastes like oyster. What do these like 3-star restaurants have in common? And then they found out that I was that piece that they got 3 stars.
Today I'm in Hiroshima, Japan to visit one of the most famous and profitable farms in Japan that services over 100 different of the top restaurants here in Japan. Many of them are Michelin 3-star restaurants, and they're preparing all the greens that go out. They do over 100 kilos of greens a day. So today we're going to meet Kajiya-san, who is the creator of this farm. He's been farming for about 17 years now. So he has an incredible amount of experience, and he even goes out to do different research and travels the world to find new ingredients for his chefs. So he's got an incredible amount to share with us. So let's go ahead and go meet Kajiya-san right now.
Now you like you go to nice restaurants, mm-hmm. you see edible flowers. It's big,
yeah.
right? It's
yeah.
like edible flowers everywhere. So we have many different types of flowers. This is called pentas. It's like stars.
Oh yeah.
It's like little stars, and it's like it looks weird like this, but it's mm-hmm. like when it's on a plate,
yeah.
they're so pretty, yeah?
Really pretty.
Yeah.
What's the flavor like?
No, it's like they don't have so much. It just like, it looks nice.
It's just like a garnish.
Yeah, garnish, yeah. Mm. And it comes in different colors. So like some chefs, they like aromatic flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Some chefs, they do it just for the garnish.
Yeah.
So we have so many different types.
So just by talking with the chefs, you figured they tell you what they want, or maybe you'd bring them new ideas too, if you
find something? Of course, yeah. Like at first, like chefs, they know more than me, right?
Yeah.
Because they want like exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm doing this like business for so long, I know better. Because, you know, chefs, they have to think about their fish, beef, you know, their plates, cutlery. But it's like me, I can focus just on the herb, yeah? So it's like I find new thing, and then they all like, you know, create like freestyle it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is nice.
Because they're always, are they always looking for something new?
Of course, man.
It's just they want to be the restaurant like where we got the new dish and the
yeah yeah. Seriously, it's like they same like you know they are always looking for better stuff.
Yeah.
You know like oh like something new yeah, mm-hmm. and exotic.
Mm-hmm.
We have fennel flower. Over here we have this like small flower called alyssum.
Yeah, a lot of people grow that in their gardens.
Oh yeah yeah yeah, it's true yeah. You know how like in restaurants it used to be like appetizer,
mm-hmm.
main, and dessert. But now these courses are divided into like 20, 30 dishes.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like more dishes, but smaller portion.
Mm-hmm.
So all these like vegetables and flowers, they have to be small because they have small plates, yeah?
I see.
So right now, we like our popular ones are like these small flowers.
They pull off each little petal?
Yes, they do.
Oh my gosh.
You know how they play? They use tweezers. You don't know until like you work in the kitchen. It's mm-hmm. like it takes forever to like create a dish mm-hmm. and then just people just eat it and just gone. So these are like the small flowers.
Oh wow. So yeah, with tweezers they're pulling off each little thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it comes in different colors. So we are planting new stuff for fall.
Because mm-hmm.
right now it's too hot. I think we just seeded nasturtium. Because nasturtium is like the best crop. Because we can use the leaf and the flower too.
Mm.
Yeah, and then after the flower, the fruit. You can pickle it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's like spicy, yeah? We can use like every part.
The whole part of the plant.
Yeah, oh. And at the end is like, you know, like it's like a bush, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we sell it to our like kimchi maker, and this guy makes kimchi out of nasturtium.
No way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we like, what's amazing about these like herbs and plants, it's like you can use like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nothing goes to waste. And even roots, we sell like cilantro roots to this liquor place, like they make craft gin,
mm-hmm.
and we supply like all these roots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is the flower over here we have, is carrot flower. You know carrot, but it's like you never seen the flower of carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's chefs want like all these things, but farmers, they don't know.
Does it have a carrot flavor?
They do. You want to try?
Yeah.
So far, it's like it's pretty, yeah?
And then, it looks like alyssum a little bit.
It does, yeah.
It does have that carrot flavor.
Yeah,
wow.
It's weird, huh? So we do like this with celery, parsley, like all of like cilantro. Like we sell more flowers than cilantro leaf.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you'll grow a lot of things and just let it bolt and go to a flower.
Yeah. In Japan, it's like if you like make your plants bolt, you say bolting, right?
Yeah, we say bolting. Yeah,
bolting is like you're stupid.
Yes, right.
Right?
Yeah.
But me, I like make it bolt.
Whoa.
And then make these flowers and it's like I make so much money.
Wow.
Yeah, because we sell like this for 100 yen.
That's 100 yen.
100 yen.
Which is like 60, 70 cents I think, right now.
One flower.
Wow.
But it's like, think about like selling the roots. It's like one big root is like 100 yen, right?
Yeah, we sell maybe
eight to ten
carrots is like $3, maybe $4.
So like these chefs, they're crazy, man. They want all these like unique parts of the vegetable. So we like every year, like we do experiment and like new stuff. And then if it's do well, we just do more because we have unlimited land.
Right.
Because in Japan, it's like nobody wants to farm. So all this land I can use. Right now we are trying these spicy peppers, like jalapeno. It's like in your country, it's normal.
Yeah.
But in Japan, nobody eats spicy. But it's like people are like getting more spicy food. We sell to like these high-end Mexican restaurants. Yeah, and they make salsa.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You don't see too much Mexican food in Japan.
I travel to Mexico.
Yeah.
And then we find like people doing tomatillos. And it's like, we never seen this in Japan. But it's like, we have similar thing, but it's sweet. Mm-hmm. But this tomatillo is sour, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's like perfect for me and my customers. And in Japan, or like anywhere, it's like sweet, soft, like good texture is boring. It's like these like 3-star restaurants, they're looking for something like unique.
Mm.
Yeah, so like tomatillo is like sour and it's like, that's good flavor.
Yeah. And you make a really good salsa verde too.
I do, man.
He's got bottles Mexican of it food. In his freezer. It's awesome.
Yeah, I do like to cook, yeah?
Yes.
So, like, actually, like, I say, like, these are for my chefs.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I consume half myself.
These are Cosmos?
Yeah. Did you know they're edible?
No. Everything. You can eat anything, basically.
It's like, you know how, like, people say, it's like, oh, how do you know they're edible? It's like, as long as they don't have, like, poison.
Yeah.
Edible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we do lots of foraging too. Like we go out to the mountains.
Really?
And we forage these like exotic Japanese herbs. Yeah. And it's like one is called Sansho.
Sansho.
And they flower during spring just for 1 week.
Oh my gosh.
In the wild.
Wow.
This flower, Sansho flower, it goes 1 kilo, goes for like $4,000.
Oh my
1 kilo.
Goodness.
Yeah.
And there's like, there a field of these things somewhere?
Yeah. But I'm not telling you, man.
Yeah, no, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone that. That's like the most expensive plant ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we have all these like different things, like different seasons.
Uh-huh.
We go into the forest.
Uh-huh.
And we harvest.
Oh, wow.
And then, because all these wild things are like hot right now in cooking, like in restaurants.
Well, it's very rare. I mean,
yeah.
Who's ever tried it, something like that?
Yeah.
Do you look for mushrooms and truffles and things
like
that?
We do. Like, we have this mushroom called matsutake mushroom.
Matsutake, okay.
Which is, like, the most expensive, like, more expensive than truffles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then there it's, like, in the, like, mountains.
Deep in there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty fun. I'd love that. I'd love to come do that with you. That'd be so interesting to
No,
see
and
that.
Then it's, like, these things, it's, like, every season, it's, like, they grow at the same spot.
Yeah.
So it's, like,
right.
Basically, like, there's, like,
once you find it,
yeah, $5,000.
It's a gold mine over here.
Yeah, $5,000 like every spot, like every year.
Wow. That's
so you
fun.
Find one spot, it's like you go there next year, and it's like your eyes get used to it, right? It's like, oh, there's more. Wow, like, there's more.
Oh my
and it's like, there's more, and it's,
wow, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, foraging is fun.
This is just one of Kajiya-san's farms. He's got many plots all around here. So let's go check out another one. He's got chickens. Let's go check out more of his stuff.
All right, let's do it.
And I wanted to hear a little bit more of your story because when I first reached out to you on Instagram, we were messaging. I was like, man, your English is so natural. Did you live abroad or what?
Yeah.
How did that happen? And then I learned a little bit more of your story. So yeah, how'd you get your start in
So this my whole world? Parents did so well in farming.
Yeah.
And it was like their dream to study like outside of Japan.
Yeah.
But they couldn't do it because they're poor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like now they're rich. So it's like they wanted to have their kids like me to study outside of Japan. So they chose me a school in Canada, Victoria.
Okay.
And I went there at 15.
Uh-huh.
And I was there for middle school, high school. And then I went to Ontario.
Yeah.
And studied farming in university. And then after that, I went to this farming school in Niagara Falls, Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you have a lot of education, like formal education with farming too.
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Yeah.
My dad was a farmer, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then he got into like selling his, taking his produce to wholesale,
yeah.
like on a truck like this, exactly
yeah.
like this.
Yeah.
And he got into a car accident and he lost one of his leg.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and he's on a wheelchair.
Wow.
And doctor said he's not gonna live for long.
Wow.
Yeah, so like I told my dad, he's like, you're dying, dad. He's like,
oh, no.
What do you wanna do? And he's like, before like he dies, like he said he wanted to go to all these best restaurants in the world.
Mm.
And back then it's like, we didn't have internet. So it's like, dad, he's like, how do I find that? And he's like, I heard like this, there's this red guidebook in France.
Uh-huh.
And 3 stars is like the best, you know? And he's like, I would like go buy this red book. And then it's like, let's go to these 3-star restaurants.
Yeah.
So the red book is like the Michelin guidebook. Back then, it's like in France, in Paris.
Yeah.
They had 10 3-star restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my dad, he's like, there's 10 of them. He's like, which one you want to go? And my dad is like, all of them. So we went for like a week and we dine at these 3-star restaurants in Paris.
Yeah.
And then it's when we go there, we ask, because my dad is a farmer, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's like, my dad is like, where do you get these produce? And the chefs, they're like, oh, he's like, we get it from my friend. He's like, you want to go see them? He's like, we're like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And so during daytime, we go visit these farmers. And at night, we dine at 3-star restaurants.
Oh my gosh.
And wow. Then when we go to these farmers, it was like amazing. They're like so unique, yeah?
Mm.
It's like, I didn't think it's like these farmers are like this. It's like they're like rock stars. I was hooked. And it's like, wow, these guys are amazing. So after France, it's like we find like this Michelin guide exists in America. So we go to the States, like go to California. We went to French Laundry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a famous one.
Very
famous. I've heard of that.
Yeah. And Thomas Keller, he has his own garden, yeah?
Okay.
So I learned like a lot from his garden. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, every time we find something unique, we ask, it's like, you know, where do you get the seeds? And they're like, oh, we got seeds. And they give to us. So I come back to Japan and then I grow them. We go to Spain and there was this restaurant called El Bulli. Mm-hmm. It was the best restaurant in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was crazy too, yeah. And he had his gardens and he had this like plant called oyster leaf. Have you heard?
Uh-uh. I don't know what that is.
This is like a piece of leaf tastes like oyster.
Wow.
He does like in oyster shell,
uh-huh.
He put just one leaf of this oyster leaf.
Wow.
And he served it. And
oh
he's like,
my God.
We're like, what the hell? What is this?
What the heck is it?
And then you like, you eat this like piece of leaf.
Yeah.
It tastes like oyster. Yeah, and he's like, hey, chef, he's like, what, can I have the seeds? And he's like, yeah, for sure. It's like, we have tons. It's like, go home and like, you know, grow it in Japan. And they're like, this will be so well.
Mm.
And I come here and I grow this oyster leaf, yeah?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I tell this Japanese chef, oh, where did you get it? He's like, oh, Ferran Adrià. He's like the famous chef, like everybody knows. And he's like, what? He's like, you know Ferran? He's like, I know Ferran. Yeah, and so it's like every place we go to, like every different restaurants, they have something amazing.
Yeah.
And then we bring that and we grow in Hiroshima and we supply to everywhere in Japan.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So that's how you got your start with all these high-level chefs.
Right, yes, yes, yes. And then 1 year after I arrived in Japan, like the first Michelin guidebook came out. And it's like, oh my God, it's like finally come to Japan. And then like when it came out, we were surprised that they had like 5 3-star restaurants. And it's like all of them were my customers.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're like, what do these like 3-star restaurants have in common? And then they found out that I was that piece that they got 3 stars.
Wow. All the food's coming from Kajiya Farm.
Right. And then, like, after that, it's like, I became very famous. It's like, there's like saying, it's like, if you can get herbs and vegetables from Kajiya-san, you get Michelin stars.
Wow.
So it's like, all these restaurants, they want my produce.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like, from like second year, it's like, I was super busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And expanding the farm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I started just like myself, but now we have like 20 staff.
Wow.
Yeah. And
one.
Yeah, it's still it's growing. And over here we have our chicken.
Woo, look at them.
So we work with a local Hiroshima University. And they created this like this called Hiroshima chicken.
Hiroshima chicken.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty cool. Yeah, they have the feet feathers and everything.
Yeah, that's like the style of Hiroshima chicken.
Oh, really?
We have so many chefs come to my farm from all over the world, yeah?
Yeah.
And then like these chefs are there like getting sick of Japanese food. Cause like they go to Tokyo, eat sushi, kaiseki, and go to Kyoto, eat Japanese food.
Right.
And by the time they get here, they're sick. So this is where like chefs come and eat my local chicken and eat lots of vegetables and they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go out to restaurants again.
They're cleansing their palate.
Right. We like move these chickens like every year to different places. And after like 1 year of like this chicken's manure and all that, and it gets so much better because we use like, we don't add so much manure. Mm-hmm. We put 20 bags of cow manure just once a year.
For each
greenhouse. That's it. And we do like, in 1 year, we maybe do like, we seed 10 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So like the soil gets kind of bad. Some greenhouses, it gets really bad. And this is when we throw these chickens. Seriously, just 1 year of like these chickens like running around and pooping. It makes so much better. It's like the worst greenhouse to like the best.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's amazing what animals can do.
It's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They really repair the ground.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're organic then?
Yeah, I am organic. Yeah.
Nice. No, you don't use pesticides.
Sounds funny, huh? Organic farmer in Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Yesterday was atomic bomb day.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
I kind of feel bad as an American. I'm sorry.
It's so funny. It's like, I go like, you know, traveling.
Yeah.
And then they hear like, I'm from Hiroshima and I'm organic farmer.
Yeah.
They're like, you're kidding.
Yeah, it can't be organic.
But that was like 79 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, we are so far away from the city.
Yeah.
So it's like nothing was affected. So we're good.
Wow. When did your family come to this area in Hiroshima?
My grandpa was here, but he wasn't a farmer.
Yeah. Was that after the bomb?
After, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and then my father and my mom, they started farming. And they grew like basil, mint. It's like, sounds boring to you, but it's like nobody did that in Japan.
I see.
And then they were so successful.
Interesting.
And back then, it's like, they used to sell like this 50 gram of basil for like $20 a pack.
Oh my
package.
Gosh. Wow.
Because nobody grew them.
Right.
And then back then, Japanese economy was doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, basil. It's like, wow. It's like,
okay. So you got a little bit of like ideas from your family too. Like they're growing unique things that
yeah,
are happening.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's like all of it from my dad. In Japan, we have like, you know, bell peppers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just green.
Right.
But go to France and Spain, it's like, it comes in like rainbow colors.
Right.
You know? And it's like zucchinis. And it's like right now, it's like you hear zucchini as like it's boring, right?
Yeah.
But it's like 20, 30 years ago. And it's like, I never seen any of this.
There was no zucchini here 20 or 30 years ago?
No, but zucchini is a new thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Nobody grew zucchinis.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and then it's just my dad goes to like, you know, different farms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's just bring back zucchini, parsley, mint.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then it's like...
Oh, that's really popular.
Yeah, and he did really well. Yeah, but wow. Unfortunately, he got into car accident.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's like, he had to stop farming.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's like after all these travels, you know, that how I say doctor say he won't live for what for so long, he's still alive.
Wow, amazing.
Loving it. He was just in England last week. He just came back.
Wow.
Still travels and he loves it. Yeah.
Wow, good for him. I'm happy to hear he's still going strong.
Last week he went to this 3-star Michelin restaurant in England.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and he grows his own farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he went to see the restaurant and the farm.
Oh, cool. But he's still doing that stuff.
I know, right?
4 years later. Well, and he's doing what he loves.
Yeah. Wow. And then he came back and he's like, he brought some seeds. It's like, hey, son, it's like, I found this crazy thing. It's like, you should grow these. So in US and other countries, when they do micro mix, you do like on a tray, right?
A lot of times, yeah.
What we do direct seeding.
Yeah. I've seen a few people do this
Really?
in North America, yeah.
Because it's so much easier. Like, it's like, instead of doing like little plates, like hundreds of them. And then we seed every 2-3 days. So we have different sizes everywhere. So like working with like these restaurants, these chefs are crazy, so picky.
Yes.
And they want exact sizes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so because we seed every 3 days, so we have all these different sizes. Red
Mizuna. Amaranth and red?
Mizuna.
Wow, beautiful.
So we start working from 5 a.m. when it's nice and cool. And basically we go to the field, harvest, and then we do the mixing, drying, and then we do the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And then by noon, we finish all the packages and goes out everywhere in Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Japan has like a really
amazing,
really amazing shipping system.
Yeah, it's called Kuroneko.
It means black cat, right?
Yeah, how do you know? Yeah, black cat, yeah. We pay pretty much like $5 US.
Yeah.
And one package is like, you can choose the temperature as well.
Wow.
And it pretty much arrive everywhere in Japan by next day. We even send it to Hong Kong, Singapore.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big advantage for you to be able to do that.
It's true, yeah.
Because now you don't have to drive anywhere.
It's very nice. But at the same time, we have many problems with them as well, like packages get lost, you know. But not as bad as your country.
Yeah, we've got a few problems over there in the States. Man, this is beautiful stuff. Oh my gosh. Look at that. Look at that dill. So how many, I mean, these are all filled with greens. How many pounds do you sell a week?
On average, we do maybe like 100 kilo a day.
A day, 100 kilo, wow.
Yeah, like so with
220
like
pounds.
Micro, small, big. It's like,
whoa. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's why we have so many greenhouses.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we didn't even see it. You had like two other plots, or how many other?
We have more, and we have in Awaji too. Awajishima.
Wow.
In States, maybe we're a small farm, but in Japan, we are a pretty big farm.
And
here
micro.
We do the LED micros. And because it's too hot outside right now.
Oh, tell us about this one, the oxalis. You grew a lot of this one, I noticed.
So we do, it's like our biggest sale, I think. This from Copenhagen, restaurant called Noma. It's like one of the best restaurants in the world.
Wow.
And they use so much this like sour plant.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this from them. And because in food scene, it's like fashion. Yeah. It's like every year, like things change. But now, biggest food trend right now is Nordic. Mm. It's like all this Nordic cuisine is very popular. And because it's so cold over there, they harvest like all this like summer crop and then they preserve it.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they can survive the winter. So like fermentation and all this is very popular right now.
Wow. So that's their substitute for citrus, basically.
Citrus, yeah, because it's sour.
And I've never tried this thing. I've never tried it.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, we have this thing called sour grass in America.
Oh, yeah?
It grows, it's like a stem that grows up in a field with a yellow flower.
Okay.
It tastes like that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting. That's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
I see why it works.
And then it's pretty, right?
Yes.
It's like all the red.
Mmm, on both sides,
and it comes in different colors, green, pink, variegated. So what's good about these are we can do cuttings, like we don't have to buy seeds. Oh.
How long can you grow it for?
Forever.
It just keeps growing.
Yeah, it's like basically like from Copenhagen, I brought like this.
Yeah.
And from this became this.
Wow.
And you see outside like
this. It's very easy to grow.
Yeah, just like stick it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every country like we visit, it's like we find something new. Finding like new crop, it's like finding a diamond, you know? Mm. It's like, oh my God. It's like, it really excites me.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, bring back home. And it's like, when I grew it, it's like, oh.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, all the chefs and like all the customers, they get excited too, right? Because like they never tried anything like this.
Right.
You know? Wow. And it just blow their mind. And I get excited watching that too, right? Like, they're like the oyster leaf.
Uh-huh.
People eat that, it's like, oh my God. It's like, it does taste like oyster. Farming for restaurant is like very different. And it took me 17 years to figure this out. If I teach them, they can learn this in 1 year. In restaurants right now, there's like this French dish called gargouille. Put like in one plate, there's like 100 different vegetables. It's my really dad is like all into orchids. Jichan.
Oh, wow.
Steve-san. It looks like artistic, yeah?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's a cool garnish.
Any chef, like go to a restaurant, they're looking for something.
They're looking for the people who want to grow food for them.
Oh, every restaurant.
They want that relationship. Yeah.